Well, I wanted this morning to speak to you about the word mine. M-I-N-E. And you know, I've brought something along every week so far. And this week, I've brought something. I wonder, boys and girls, do you have anything that's precious? I wonder, now I know you're young, but even if you're young, sometimes it might be insignificant to others. But sometimes we have something that is precious. And I've brought something along. Now, this is a nice fancy box because some of the adults know that I like a nice watch. It's nice to have a nice watch, isn't it? And I particularly like a certain type of watch. It's quite an old-fashioned watch. The men used to wear it in their waistcoats. It's called a pocket watch. Now, look at this here. That's a nice pocket watch. And I know there's some gentlemen in our service this morning. And are we ready to go, Gareth? There we go. Some gentlemen like watches as well. I know that. But this watch is very special. And how do I know this watch is very special, boys and girls? Because it says in it that it was presented as a gold medal in Paris, 1885. So, boys and girls, this would have been very, very precious to someone 127 years ago. And I think it's a lovely little watch, and it winds up. There's no battery in it. There's a wee tiny, tiny key, and you give it a wind up, and there's a lovely tick off it. Boys and girls, that's a really, really nice wee watch. But as I thought about that wee watch, there's something happens the odd time which makes you think differently about something. And this is what happened to me. A couple of weeks ago, a few of the men in our meeting here decided to take a big box of Bibles. They were from the Amazing Journey. And these were Bibles, friends, that boys and girls had actually written in and asked for. They had asked for a copy of the Bible. And you know, as we went around with that box, we just thought we were doing what we were meant to do just by giving out these to the addresses. But what struck me was this, boys and girls. Every single house we went to, the boys and girls were absolutely delighted to get their copy of the Bible. It was just a copy of the New Testament. But you know, it really struck us as we give them out how precious this book was to that little boy or girl. They were jumping. They were standing waiting. Parents came out and said they've been watching for the postman all week. One house we went to, and we were absolutely surrounded by boys and girls. This is in Lisburn, waiting on a copy of the Bible. So, boys and girls, I've brought another thing with me this morning. And that thing is my Bible. Because, boys and girls, I learned very, very quickly as I give them Bibles out that the Bible is a precious book. I wonder, do you have your Bible with you this morning? I wonder, did you lift it and just put it under your arm? Or in your handbag? Or what way did you bring your Bible this morning? Because, boys and girls, your Bible is precious. Now, how do I know my Bible's precious? Why is my Bible precious? Because, boys and girls, it's God's Word. And do you know there's boys and girls who don't have God's Word, and yet we have it in our hands? It's precious, boys and girls. It tells us, it instructs us, it tells us about God, it instructs us the way to go. It does many different things, but boys and girls, I want to tell you this morning, it's precious to me because it tells me of a Savior. The book is filled with different stories all about a Savior. And that Savior is the Lord Jesus. Do you know, boys and girls, what the Bible says the Lord Jesus thinks? This is a verse from Isaiah, and this is what it says. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. I got my wee word in the end, didn't I? Thou art mine. Boys and girls, that is a precious verse in the Bible. Do you know, my watch, it may well be precious to someone, to me even, but it is nowhere near as precious as God's word. And you know, boys and girls, it's nowhere near as precious as this verse. Do you know, boys and girls, that the Lord Jesus has redeemed us? Do you know, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus, we looked at it when we looked at our second word, done. Do you know that when he died on the cross, he died to redeem us? And not only that, boys and girls, but it's personal. Do you know that when the Lord Jesus redeemed us, he called us by name? He didn't just redeem a group of boys and girls in Lisburn Baptist Church. No, he makes it personal. He calls you by name. It's a personal redemption that the Lord Jesus has given us, boys and girls. And not only that, but we are his. Do you know, young person this morning, that if you are a Christian, you're not your own? You are redeemed with a price. You are redeemed with the price, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you belong to him. I wonder, boys and girls, as you sit there this morning with your precious book in your hand, I wonder, can you say, I am his? Do you know, we often sing that old hymn, "In a love that will not let me go." I am his, and he is mine. Boys and girls, is he yours this morning? Can you say, David, the Lord Jesus is mine this morning? Do you know, we've looked over this past number of weeks at four words. The first word was love. And what a great love God had for us when he sent his only begotten Son. And when he came to this earth with such great love, he done a work on Calvary's cross that was perfect. Do you remember we said it was once, never to be repeated again? But you know, we learned very quickly that we have to come. And if we come to the Lord Jesus this morning, boys and girls, he will in no wise cast us out. And do you know, boys and girls, if you come to the Lord Jesus this morning, you can claim him as your own. He says, thou art mine. Boys and girls this morning, do you belong to the Lord Jesus? Can you say the Lord Jesus is mine? Do you have that precious, precious thing far outweighs watches, fancy jewelry, all the gold in the world? Do you this morning lift this precious book and say, he's mine, mine, mine. I know thou art mine. I hope, boys and girls, that these few little words, you'll remember them. And remember the little stories we've went through these 4 weeks. And I hope that God will bless you today.